Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joel Skelton getting into all the big controversies, what he thinks is behind it, and where this country is. He's going to be in studio with us. He's also on the Nightly News on another big subject tonight. I'll get his view on geoengineering as well. I don't think I've ever asked him that. Finishing up here, we're going to be on for a full hour when her report comes out in July. Kristen Magan, Air Force whistleblower who was there watching them shipping in tons of barium salts, aluminum dioxide in the aerosolized form, which is what they're using for WeatherMod. And then the White House science czar admits they're doing it, but it's classified. And Bill Gates brags, and they have conferences where they admit it. And then they have newscasts going crazy. People say the planes are spraying something. Those are ice crystals. Yes, I remember when a kid watching the ice crystals disappear. On a really cold day, they might stay there 5 minutes. We're talking about hours and creating whole plaques. So other in the 5 minutes we've got left here, 3-4 minutes, Kristen Magan, what other tidbits do you want to impart to people about what's really going on here and the whole health effects of this?
Well, the biggest issue, again, what I discussed before the break, was the ototoxicity and all of the health hazards that are associated with these constituents. Through it's inhalation hazard, it's an ingestion within our food and water. I'm sure people are familiar with how Monsanto is resistant to a lot of constituents used in geoengineering. It's about believing. And this is my biggest thing. You always say go out and research it yourself. You can air sample, soil sample for all of these constituents, all the panel for under $50. You can look up the lab in your area. Do it for yourself. Find out what the background is in your area, and you can see.
Highly poisonous levels of this are everywhere, and everybody in the EPA and state levels are told shut up.
You're exactly right. And as a federal employee, I was told to shut up. I didn't get responses from the EPA in my region. And I was a GS-12 working for the VA. And I had the credentials for them to realize I wasn't some crazy conspiracy theorist. I have the credentials and the interactions and the networking to say this isn't right.
And what's happening is because we're exposing them, they're now trying to segue with shows and movies. And Time Magazine for Kids last year said, oh, look, it's sunscreen for the planet. Instead, we're spraying this. It's added to the fuel. They're admitting it to kids. And then here's Bill Gates. Bill Gates, climate scientist, lobbying for large-scale geoengineering. Other wealthy individuals have also funded a series of reports and tests for us. Isn't that sweet? To save the climate. Oh, so see, now because we're exposing it, they're now trying to segue. Super creepy. Bill Gates, who says there's too many of us, I'm spraying aluminum on you that sterilizes you and causes neurological disorders because I love you, children.
You're exactly right. And the rise in the neurological and respiratory illnesses are documented, especially if you follow a lot of the OSHA reports related to those in industry. I mean, I know personal medical for the general public you can't find, but in the workforce you can. And that's why a lot of people in general industry and construction are saying, okay, people are claiming these injury and illnesses not related to our hazard. These are people that work around soil remediation, construction workers. I mean, this stuff is all documented. You just have to connect the dots.
Well, if Hitler would have taken groups he wanted to kill, you know, if he would have taken over Russia to some area of Siberia, put them there, and then flew over and sprayed them, they would have never even known. I mean, again, it's a soft kill weapon.
You're exactly right. And one thing here, I live in the west suburbs of Chicago. We just had a notice from the police department letting us know that they were spraying BTK to kill gypsy moths and that there's nothing wrong with BTK, which the biology of BTK, if inhaled, has potential effects as the same protein buildup as anthrax. But you're going to say it's safe. So they'll alert us about spraying a contaminant on us, a biological contaminant slash weapon.
Well, that's just to get you used to it. Yeah, they killed people in the New York subway in 68. Details remain classified. But, I mean, you know, shooting black men up with syphilis, that's loving. Don't be an extremist. Folks, drink your fluoride, take your shots, enjoy the increased cancer rates. The government loves you. Okay? Kristen Magan, we'll talk to you again soon. We salute your courage. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Three, thank you so much for joining us. It is the 20th day of May, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to have Joel Skousen, who's in studio with us, on for, I think, about an hour special interview tonight. We'll see how long it goes. On strategic relocation. What does that really mean? Government strategically locates. Corporations strategically locate. I noticed in his book, it's the best research I've seen out there in the film we produced, strategic relocation, that where he's saying live is where the globalists are moving in many cases, but he picks areas alternate to that, but still close by. And you know, where I live, which I separately did my own research and later found he'd also recommended, the hill country of Austin is one of the few safer areas in a whole constellation of problems. And that's basic mammals try to pick a place that they think is safe. They act like being prepared and being ready is kooky or weird. That is a instinct of moronicness, or kind of an anti-instinct that kind of drum into you. But that's tonight, Nightly News, 7 o'clock this evening. And we're going to interview him today on the for Obama Deception 2, so he's got a grueling work schedule. No, I know he'll love it. He also just survived. We'll talk about that at the end of the hour. A harrowing a plane crash. They said it was 1 in a million to survive, much less be unscathed. Talk about guardian angels. So we're glad to have you here, Joel, in person. And he flew on a commercial aircraft to get here. He, of course, is a former Marine Corps, was it captain or more in the Marines, carrier pilot, naval pilot. So interesting individual. We're going to have Joel Skousen with us in this hour, though, to cover the latest developments on the IRS, the spying on the reporters, and where he thinks that's going politically. And is this a chilling effect, or are they trying to divert off of Benghazi? I think they hoped that at first, but this is actually capturing people's imagination. You know, how do you pray? What is your pro-life? They told pro-life groups, you've got to go out and 50% of the time be pro-abortion. Government can't do that. They can't tell you what your First Amendment is. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's how the First Amendment begins. Then it's the freedom of the press, freedom to assemble. So that's all the info we're going to be going over on that front, and then how that ties into Benghazi. And, of course, Joel Skousen is also the editor-in-chief over at worldaffairsbrief.com, and I think has some of the most, from my research, and I'm obsessed with this stuff, folks, so I tend to know what I'm talking about a little bit, has some of the best piercing analysis out there, and so he joins us to break all this down. Joel Skousen, good to have you here with us.
It's good to be with you, Alex. I really... You know, when we talk about news, we've got a lot of facts out there, but it is the analysis that makes your stuff valuable, that makes my stuff valuable, because we never get all the news. This is a conspiracy of omission of what's true and what's false. You just have a lot of stuff missing, and we have to piece the puzzle back together.
You've had a couple of weeks now to ruminate about a new report out at worldaffairsbrief.com right now. You've had some time to sit back and look at Benghazi. You were on right after it happened. Your analysis has turned out to be dead on. Same analysis, basically, of Colonel Schaefer. Same analysis of some of our other guests. I want to recap that coming up. But looking at IRS gate, looking at spy gate, looking at intimidation gate, what's really going on here?
First of all, it's important to remember, I was reviewing just this morning the church committee hearings about the CIA, where a lot was revealed about the CIA. And in that, Walter Mondale came out and said directly, now we've got evidence here that the IRS has been targeting individuals that the government views as hostile to their point of view, and that they're subjecting them to yearly audits, one after another. Now, he didn't specify who they are, but I happen to know. When I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee, I talked to Bunker Hunt, and I talked to a lot of the other funders of various conservative and Christian points, and they were all being audited every year. We now know that that was targeted. That was clear back in the 80s when that was going on. It's still going on. So now we have a cover-up about the fact that this has been going on. The press isn't focusing on that. What they're focusing on is the fact that the president fired somebody who was, in fact, going to resign and was going to, in fact, be leaving. Steve Miller, the acting IRS chief, had nothing to do with this.
So a total cynical fraud.
A total cynical fraud. But it's even worse. You have Joseph Grant, who was just put in the place of Susan Ingram, who was, in fact, in charge of this division over tax-exempt groups. He was just put in to replace her. A graduate stepped up, and he had to step down as a second one because it wasn't enough to fire Steve Hall. And Susan Hall Ingram now is in charge of the IRS tax policy for Obamacare, of sticking it to those of us who don't have insurance by choice because we don't like the medical establishment system.
And now the woman that ordered all this illegal spying and harassment, she's the head of the Obamacare division with our records. I mean, it's clear they plan to use the IRS as their Gestapo.
That's right. And Lois Lerner, who's the actual on-hands in daily charge of the division, was not fired. And she certainly has to know about this. But it goes beyond, as I say, the Obamacare. So that brings up the case. It goes beyond the IRS. Currently, it goes beyond the Obama administration. It was going on during the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, and clear back on. Even during the Reagan administration, the IRS was targeting people. We have a runaway dark side of government. We have legitimate CIA and dark side CIA. We have legitimate FBI and dark side CIA. And in the IRS, we have legitimate, honest people doing IRS work, and we have dark side IRS, and they aren't allowed to know what the other is doing.
Via compartmentalization.
Exactly. And so I don't expect to see any change. There's going to be some, congressional investigations. As in Benghazi, they're not going to go after the real problem, which is who gave. I mean, look at the Treasury Inspector General. comes out with a report that this was a managerial problem, that somehow these magically appeared, these criteria, which were incorrect, and they ended up targeting magically, without any human intervention, some 500 conservative groups.
Well, I've even seen Rachel Maddow and people say, we need to go after these groups, look at their tax exemption. Media Matters put a memo out 3 years ago saying, we're going to infiltrate media groups and destroy them. That's why it's encouraging. The head of the RNC said, Obama is running a guerrilla war, he said this over the weekend on Fox, against conservatives. That's absolutely true. It is a guerrilla war. They deny what they're doing while they do it. Of course they ordered it, from Fast and Furious to this.
Well, and the Cincinnati IRS person said anonymously, without giving his name, that everything that we do at the IRS comes down from the...
Well, of course it does.
Yes. It's just like the DEA when they cover up for drugs that are imported from Mexico, and they refuse to let the snooping dogs go in after trucks that are sealed in Mexico. They say orders come from Washington. So that's what happens. But the Treasury was covering up for this today on their IRS investigation. They said, we interviewed every official we could talk to, and they assured us that no one outside of the IRS had any influence on this tax policy. But that's not the issue, Alex. About who outside the IRS, they're assuming that if it's political interference with the IRS, it has to be from some politician outside the agency. This has been going on from within the agency for decades.
Well, I know for a fact that they use food trucks with packaged food out of Mexico with the cocaine hidden in it. And one time the state police stopped a truck, found 3 tons of cocaine, and were ordered to turn it over. And then they deliver it, and then it's brought into a major grocery store chain and distributed out. And it's just well known. And then the cops want to pull me over and ask if I have drugs in my car. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So there is a dark side of every portion of government in terms of enforcement. And it's starting to get out more and more. But when it gets out, and this is what we're seeing, it's going to be the big thing we're going to have to discuss is whether or not they're going to take down Obama over these things, because there's 4 major scandals now that have piled up.
That's what I want to ask you. Why did the scandals come out now from your intel and your analysis? What does this signify and where is it going?
It is hard to tell. In the AP scandal, for example, of the news, I know how this happened. Now, I want to be very, very clear with your listeners that the government surveils every form of communication. They don't listen to it all.
They record it all.
They record it all. It's all digitally recorded.
And then they go back when they want to.
That's right. They go back. Actually, they're sifting. They have computers going through and sifting and picking out keywords and compartmentalizing. They have basic compartments for criminals. They have basic compartments for enemies. They have compartments for allies. They spy on Israel. They spy on France. They spy on Britain. They don't like to say that, but they do that. And those allies, to a certain extent, spy on us as well. But they also have compartments for dissidents. And those are divided into right and left. By far the largest compartment are people like you and I and followers who believe in the Constitution. Those are considered future domestic enemies.
And they've now bled over and admitted their total obsession is on us, because we know who they are. We know the ballgame. It's not al-Qaeda. It's us.
And to a certain extent, there are those on the right, on the left, who are legitimate liberals, meaning they are concerned about civil liberties. They do have a leftist bent, which we don't agree with. But they are also the enemies, because in many regards, those leftist liberals, like Glenn Greenwald of The Guardian, does a yeoman's work.
Now he's right here coming out against the DOJ.
That's exactly right. He's attacking those things. So they want to discredit those people eventually. So they're keeping track of all those. But what happened in the AP case, as well as the recent today, it broke about the Fox News, Mr. Rosen that was surveilled, is that in order to go through and do a detailed search and get all the listening done, they do a special search that goes through DOJ that tasks the CIA and the NSA to pull up everything they've got on this particular person. In this case, it was a very broad search. Well, somebody down the line leaked this to the AP, recognized this is an illegal call for a search, because to do a subpoena, the DOJ has specific procedures that they've got to follow through, including alerting the news organization, AP, that we're going to do an investigation and we're going to subpoena records and give them a chance to appear in court and say, show cause about whether or not you really have the power. And they didn't do that.
And again, the truth is they're already grabbing everything. It's just when they want to now use it in court, they go get the subpoenas and everything.
That's right. Now, what happens here, and this is what we've got to determine, is whether or not those leaks were purposeful, or whether or not they were actually a whistleblower within the DOJ.
It looks to me like it's a whistleblower because this is going to hurt them. But maybe they're going to double back and use it as a chilling effect. Stay there. We're going to be right back with Joel Skousen, editor-in-chief of worldaffairsbrief.com. And again, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. This country is on the knife's edge of falling into pure evil. Stay with us.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Federal agents, we are armed!
By the way, this is breaking news at InfoWars.com. Adam Kokesh should be charged with assaulting a federal officer. So they come up while he's giving a speech, grab him, he puts his hands up, slam to the ground, and then charge him. Cart before the horse. Why were they arresting him to begin with? And then how did he assault him, which he clearly didn't? They're going to have trouble making that case with the video and everything else. Absolutely. Let's punch up his mic there. Joel, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing that I observed, and you did correctly, he wasn't smoking marijuana. If they were going to arrest anyone, they had to arrest the ones that were violating the law of the park and arrest them. He was merely the spokesman. They were clearly going after him and took him down. They've got video. I don't think they're going to be able to make this stick if they allow in court, and that's the big question, whether or not they'll allow any of that evidence to come in from the private hands. But I'm not in favor of irritating the government on illegal acts, and you have to be very careful when you do to appear very, very innocent. You don't go around calling the police criminals, even if they're in a criminal act. I think that we need to support the fact that we've got a First Amendment right that has been violated here. I know that's your position, Alex, but I still think Adam needs to be very careful about how he approaches these acts.
I agree. Even the Washington Post kind of dished a bunch of dirt on him, not real dirt, but saying he's a provocateur, but admitted, well, it looks like his rights were violated. Yeah. I mean, even they had to admit that. And people better get, if you don't support other people's rights, you're going to lose yours. It's so elementary. Now, you were telling me during the break, this is a short segment, because you were in some of the biggest conservative organizations in the country, Joel, about back when you were in Washington in the 80s. Tell people what happened. I mean, to let people know, we don't say this to scare you. We do this to show you how illegal the government is. I mean, how it's been, it's out of control. Tell people what happened to you, and then get back into this AP thing.
This happened as chairman of the Conservative National Committee, and I had an office in Washington, D.C., and I was in communication with several of the liberty groups in El Salvador and Guatemala. And there was this young Army major, reserve major, who was trying to influence the conservative groups, and I didn't trust him. And so I warned in a telephone call my compatriots down there in El Salvador that he's coming down to visit, but you better not trust him, and why I thought so. Within 15 minutes, that guy was standing in front of my desk saying, "Don't you ever talk about me to anyone on the telephone."
And he wasn't in your building. He was from the military.
Right. That's right.
So he got the, they were listening right then. He drove right over.
That's exactly right. So this was Echelon. This is the satellite system that's surveilling any overseas communications, et cetera. And of course, this was purely domestic. This was, my telephone, and my rights were violated. They didn't have a warrant, of course. This happened instantaneously. They didn't go before a judge. But it just told me right then, they surveil everything. Now,
well, the congressman came out last week and said they know the cloakroom's bugged. And he's like, is that impeachable? Does that rise to the level of impeachment? It's obviously a violation of the Fourth, Fifth Amendment. It's obviously a violation of the Tenth Amendment. It's a the Tenth of the states, the separation of powers. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the surveillance has gotten much worse even since my experience in 1983, because they were just doing telephones, and the Echelon system was only doing things that were wirelessly being transmitted around the world. But now they've got everything digitally. We have whistleblowers from the NSA talking about the ISP systems that FBI has installed in every major node in the Internet, so that every email, every digital cell phone telephone call is being recorded.
And all your web history, everything. And that was all in the Telecommunications Act of 96, but we were called conspiracy theorists to talk about saying the Statue of Liberty exists. I mean, we're talking about known facts. It's like Gibbs was told, say the drone program doesn't exist overseas. And he's like, but it's been public for years. Just say it doesn't exist. And the press played along with that. And the press better get, folks, if you go along with this purge, it's over. My answer is everybody needs to start whistleblowing in a swarm attack, which they're not going to be able to handle.
And we have to remember that the government itself covers all these leaks. In other words, there's no way that anybody leaks to the reporters. Many times they have prosecuted people during the Cheney Bush administration for trying to get their sources. Well, they know who the sources are, but they can't admit that they know who the sources, because they know they'd be able to. So they go to court. They try to get the courts, and the courts always lay down and do what the government wants. It's very, very interesting. But the leaks about government torture, the leaks about government surveillance were done, in my opinion, on purpose back in the Bush-Cheney administration.
Yeah, to scare everybody.
Well, not just to scare. What they did is give Congress an excuse to then react to it and say, well, we'd better give them some more authority to surveil. In other words, we leak a mistake. We say, oh, we've got a
problem. Oh, because they're illegally doing it. How about we just get rid of the law? That's what the New York Times said that last week. The answer is just get rid of any of it. Yeah. We'll shove a microphone down your throat. Stay there. Let's come back. Long segment coming up. You're right, because that's exactly what they're saying. It's like, oh, we committed a murder? We better legalize murder then. Stay with us. World Affairs Brief Editor is in studio with us. He's Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen. I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and we're going to get into the other scandals, Benghazi, IRS, all of it.
Up my shovel and I walk the...
And, you know, I guess Joel's... It hasn't said what he thinks yet. He says he's not sure, but I agree with him that they're certainly going to use these leaks coming out because they're now saying it. You know what? Let's just get rid of warrants, period. We're trying to keep you safe. But you read Glenn Greenwald and the London Guardian and others, they're pointing out that people they're arresting, like Stephen Kim, talked to the Fox News chief, Washington bureau chief, just publicly. He went there, talked to him. Hey, you're the State Department, you know, person on this. What do you think Kim Jong-un might detonate more nukes to threaten people as underground tests? Yeah, we don't have any proof of that, but that's kind of what we think. Oh, well, you're arrested. And then now they're saying that, well, I tell you what, we might go after the Fox reporter for this. I mean, this is really just the brazen criminality of these people now, where they're saying, look, you don't even criticize anything or we'll come after you. But look at this. The impeachment option, Representative Jason Chaffetz, is that how you pronounce it? Chaffetz, a Utah Republican, says President Barack Obama may face impeachment over his administration's response to the Benghazi attack. Yeah, they've been caught lying there, and the Situation Rooms all saw the drones, all saw the stand down. They know that. NATO knows that. And so that's what they're really scared of. But Joel, getting back now to what you've been trying to say in that last short segment, you were talking about how they're going to try to pass stuff on the back of this. You've got the floor. Get into the IRS stuff, the AP stuff, where you think it's going, and then finally Benghazi and where you think the New World Order is right now and what good people in government but just in the general public can do to really push these people back.
Well, my two examples that I started out with were torture and the surveillance, domestic surveillance get caught up in terrorism. And they were admitted, the government, through the leaks that I think they caused, admitted both that they were doing torture, even though they tried to downplay it as something, and that they were surveilling in a limited way that was going beyond the law. And they tried to justify it with Congress so that they had predictable hacks in Congress to introduce immediately legislation allowing this expansion of torture, expansion of enhanced interrogation. And so there was this scenario where the government is using purposeful leaks, and I don't believe the government ever allows any leaks that they don't want out because they surveil everything. They can find out anything. They don't need to go to court to ever find out who a reporter's sources are. They surveil everything. But this appears, my first impression is that both the IRS leak is an inadvertent leak. And the reason I say that has been going on for decades.
Oh, I agree with you. So you agree with me then?
Yes. But the reason that I feel that is that Obama came out and his scriptwriters wrote in, but we must give the due respect to the IRS. I know they're very powerful, but we must not limit their power. In other words, he's trying to forestall anything in Congress that would limit the power of the IRS. That means they're trying to protect the IRS, not expand its authority. Don't do anything to stop. So I think that was inadvertent. I think the AP was inadvertent because it didn't appear to come from a direct government source, it's not something I don't think they can expand. That is, they cannot expand and say, well, the press isn't going to have the same rights that they are.
What does the phenomenon mean, though? Because I've argued with you, well, not really argued, but talked to you about this, where you're saying, look, a lot of these leaks are fake, or there's no way these people have real sources. I'm finding government people are mad and don't care anymore, and we're getting to the point where they're just willing to leak stuff and go, okay, go ahead and put me in jail for exposing you're a dirty crook.
The problem with this is that after the AP leak, the AP reporter said universally, nobody wants to talk to us anymore. This is a real problem. So it is shutting down whistleblowers, and that may be...
chilling effect.
It's a chilling effect. Nobody dares talk because everybody realizes, every whistleblower now realizes that the press is being bugged. Now, we knew it before.
Well, you know what the answer is? Mail it to people. Mail it to InfoWars.com, mail it to Drudge, put a other address or no address or whatever, and then get it to people.
Isn't this interesting? I tell my clients too, if they're worried about privacy, look, everything you tell me in a conversation about your consultation is going to be recorded. Everything is going to be talked about. Either you got to fly me out there to talk about your private situation, or you got to mail it to me. Isn't that ironic that the snail mail is now the safest? Because it requires a human being to intervene in every letter that they open.
And they've got the private offices at all the places where they take it, but still they're lazy and won't do it, and then they don't know what to do with the intelligence. So the answer is go back to snail mail.
But if you go to snail mail and you introduce and you open it up, you've got to photocopy it, you've got to scan it. I mean, it's a tremendous costly process. And the government's under sequester. Even the CIA, who has black budget type of thing, doesn't want to put a lot of money in.
Well, how does France communicate with itself? It has the pneumatic tubes. That's the right term, the pressure tubes, and that's under their sewers how the government sends its info, knowing that's going to be hard to scan, with satellite.
No, that's right. And it's physical. I mean, anything digital just isn't safe anymore. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't stop all communication.
Oh, yeah. Well, then they say, you know, well, what do you have to hide? Well, why is government so secret? Because you're a criminal government that wants to use the, well, who I've really been told by high-level sources they spy on is inventors and people. I mean, the poor folks get everything stolen. I mean, and American companies, why are they trying to shut down American companies? They do everything they can.
That's a hard question, Alex. I think they want us dependent on China more. They want to drive people overseas. They want us so that when this, you know, and my theory is that they're setting us up for eventual nuclear war. That's when the real curtain comes down. They can justify anything at that time. They want to make sure that we don't have any ability to respond to the war so that they can say, you've got to go to a militarized new world order. It's,
sure.
It's globally that we've got to fight this next war. We don't want to have America rejuvenated as if.
Exactly. I want to get to Benghazi with you, but
yes.
The army has come out and said, we don't need the president for authorization to quell civil disturbances. Is that so they can start doing it routinely like they already are and not have it be a big presidential deal? But then there's the issue of, they're already saying the military's under NATO. Is this like some type of weird quasi announcement of a military industrial complex pure coup, or what do you think's behind that?
NATO is to become the militarized order of the globalists, and that's why everything from Eisenhower on was to get France. You know, de Gaulle didn't want to be part of NATO, didn't want to supply troops, to twist his arm to get Adenauer to reform the German troops and things. But it wasn't. It was because NATO is going to be the military arm of the New World Order, and they are going to cut off the communist nations that are part of the United Nations, reform, call it the League of Democracies or some more innocuous name, so to get American support after they've been nuked or after various military cities have been nuked. I do not believe that the Russians and Chinese are going to nuke everything in the United States. They don't want to be looked as the bully of the world. They're taking down the bully of the world, but they want blackmail. They want to.
But may they back up because they're 10 years behind in the Anglo-American plan? And, I mean, it came out in mainstream news that Assad reads Infowars.com. And the foreign governments do listen to this show as well. And they read what you're doing. We're not bragging, folks. It's just there's not many of us that know what's going on. It's really kind of scary. But, I mean, are the Chinese going to really be manipulated into that and the Russians?
Well, they want to take down. You see. They've always had this philosophy that we are superior to the West. We're going to have to take them down militarily. But they don't want to destroy the West. They know the West is the engine of ingenuity. They depend on it for all their military, but they want to control it, not just have to spy on it. That's why they want to nuke the military of the U.S. The U.S. wants its own military nuke because it drives Americans into accepting a new world order, a militarized new world order. But the Russians and Chinese don't want to destroy either Europe or America totally. They want to decapitate the military. They want to take down the U.S. socially with an EMP strike, which will happen about 20 minutes before the actual nuclear strike on American military targets and communication targets. And then they'll issue a blackmail notice. Give up. You know, and everyone will be acceptable to that. I mean, literally, in the sense that, you know, what is there now in the military? But our leaders have come out of their bunkers and say, no, the Russians and Chinese deceived us. And finally, they'll have the gumption to say, we need to fight. And everything the U.S. puts out about China now is pacifistic. Oh, no, it's not a problem.
And they know that everybody will line up, and then the secret weapons roll out.
That's right.
It's the real deal, and we take over the world. But now it's a fascist, Anglo-American, eugenics-based New World Order.
That's right. And all of this is leading up that we're talking about. You know, we're seeing the preparation for martial law. We're seeing the preparation for camps that are being established.
And for 20-year wars. I mean, they're long hauling.
That's right.
Seed bunkers, underground bases.
But, you know, I am resisting the call that this is imminent because they're very smart that we're dealing with. This is preparatory. And when it is unleashed, they've got to have a proper excuse, or they convince the whole world that the government is tyrannical. But if they do it under the cover of war, after this nuclear weapons strike comes, then nobody questions martial law. Nobody questions. And it was just like in Boston. The people laid down and let people strip them of their rights, take them out of the house, and throw them to the ground without any...
Sure. You know, it came out in the 60s that the Russians wanted to nuke China with the U.S., and then the U.S. said no because it already really made a deal with the communist Chinese, kind of like helping put Mao in power. I mean, it seems like the globalists have kind of got a double game, though. They're moving to China, they're investing there, they're doing everything they can. But is that really to trick them? Because they're just giving America to the Chinese.
Well, You know, a lot of people, there is this conflict within theoretical how globalism operates. One side says, because of the Rowan Gaither quotes to Norman Dodd that we're trying to seamlessly join the U.S. with the American Republic, is that the globalists control the Russians and the Chinese, and therefore...
Sure, that's the Carnegie plan.
Yeah, there's not going to be war, but it's not true. In fact, Rowan Gaither was lying to Norman Dodd. He never would have admitted the real thing. This was a cover excuse to explain to them in some rational way. In fact, Rowan Gaither of the Ford Foundation had invited the investigator to come and get an interview.
It wasn't, right, Ford Foundation.
It wasn't that he was responding to a subpoena. He invited him to come and give him the propaganda that we're trying to peacefully merge the two countries. But in fact, the globalists don't control the Russians. They're trying to induce them by giving them aid, giving them trade. And the Russians and Chinese are skittish. They're deathly afraid that we've got secret weapon systems they don't now know about, and they're afraid.
Well, I've talked to Bob Bowman and many others. They can talk about what's been accidentally leaked in debates and things. They had the Star Wars program in the 70s and Shabo drones in orbit and just everything else. I mean, it's...
That's right, and that's why the Chinese are really working on anti-satellite.
That's right. But that's their main program.
They're still 8 to 10 years out about having the confidence to strike the West, and that's why I don't think it's imminent. But... they don't control the Chinese. They're going to make a deal with the Chinese, in my opinion, when the Russians and Chinese, in a temporary alliance, strike the West, and when we start this new world order war, this great new patriotic war that they'll try to get anyone, you know, enthusiastic about prosecuting, then I think they'll make a deal with China to attack Russia's rear, just as Russia and Hitler went after one another, and we used Russia, knowing that they would be a predator, and gave them aid and trade. I think we'll lure China in with that same thing. And the globalists want that because, you see, after the war, instead of like World War II where they gave sovereignty back to the U.S. and all the countries wanted to be independent again, they'll have this great new enemy, China, that they built up and say, now we can't disband the military New World Order army because we've got this great threat. And so that's why I think the one thing that will be different in World War III is we won't get sovereignty.
And they're enticing the Chinese, not just all the deep water ports in the Caribbean and the West Coast and the East Coast, and not just the big Mexican ports, but they're giving them just the entire infrastructure. I saw a number, 98% of rare earth minerals. It was like 90% 5 years ago. They're just enticing, just come, just here, have it all. And I always look at it as just a globalist hatred of America, hatred of Christians, really the spirit of evil that animates them. And I'd warn the globalists, the Anglo-Americans, I don't think you're going to get away with this. I don't think it's going to turn out the way they think, because they've got all these thousands of bio labs just randomly splicing genetics. I don't think they're in control like they think they are. I think there's going to be catastrophes they don't even control.
There will be a loss of control once this nuclear war starts, probably for at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years. That's the time for America to reform in the liberty movement. And that's why strategic relocation is so important, because you can't do it like we're now. We're now spread out all over the United States. Everybody's alone. Everybody feels alone. Somehow, and I think it's through the instrumentality of war, the Lord is going to drive people together. Drive people out of the big cities. They won't make a job to keep you there anymore. No excuse not to relocate. It's just that if you didn't do it prior to that, you're going to be out on the roads, you know, with masses of people like in Germany fleeing from the Russians. That's not what you're...
And by the way, they say it's kooky to get ready and geared up. All government's doing is gearing up, acting like it's the end of the world.
Deep underground bunkers. This is not against terror that they're preparing. They know there's a nuclear...
And they know when they emerge, their enemy is going to be the Liberty Movement. So they're preparing
right.
The giant cadres, no longer secret armies, for war with us.
That's right. And I think...
And they're not going to... And, of course, not going to make a deal with us to stop this because they hate us.
Yeah, that's right. There's no deal to make. You know, they know that this is going to be an absolute separation between good and evil. Well, I take it back. There's an awful lot of dumbed-down people who will be dumbed-down because of the false patriotism of this war. They won't realize this is a global...
Well, they'll be cannon fodder.
They'll be cannon fodder, and they'll join the military, and that's why I don't recommend any more of our boys and girls going to the military. Not only because of the deadly vaccines that you're required to take, but because you're not fighting to save America's liberties, even though they tell you that. You're not fighting for democracy in Syria or Iran. You're fighting for a globalist agenda that the U.S. government is...
Well, that was my next question. I want to get into Benghazi. Joel Skousen's our guest. Isn't it an overload point, though, where they're in... The Washington Post and the London Telegraph going, the Bin Laden Brigade is leading. Al-Qaeda is doing a great job fighting Assad. He's got the oil. And I'm like, And then when you fly, they treat you like you're Bin Laden. I mean, how do they get away with this otherworldly absurdistness that's now going on where our government runs Al-Qaeda publicly? I just...
Well, we know that government has always had their fingers in Al-Qaeda. They started Al-Qaeda, essentially, as funding it through the Saudis. They've used the Pakistani ISI as well to fund another branch of Al-Qaeda. And even though there's a lot of legitimate terrorists who hate the United States that we have bred, as Ron Paul correctly stated, nevertheless, the top levels are directed. That's why in 9/11, yes, there were terrorists, but they were known to the United States military.
Protected.
And they were protected. They were trained. They'd been on CAIA bases before.
I talked to the head of the U.S. Embassy visa section. They were ordered to let them in.
That's right. And they got aircraft training in large aircraft in Saudi Arabia. They didn't get it at the flying sessions. That was a cover story. So as to shield the Saudis from somebody had to train those people in...
And then we don't attack Saudi Arabia. We attack Iraq.
Well, Saudi Arabia, you know, we have this incestuous relationship with Saudi Arabia. We have promised them protection. You know, they're a very corrupt regime. They claim to be Islamist fundamentalists with their form of Sharia law there, but they aren't. They're pedophiles. They are...
Well, I mean, it's a Wahhabist death cult. And if you expand on that, I guess, why did the British choose them? I guess those are the worst of the Muslims?
Well, it's because they had the biggest oil first, and they made a deal. To basically, yeah, you can nationalize it, but you've got to make sure that you supply us, and you use dollars, and they will continue to do so.
Sure, but I mean, and of course, I guess they could use the Wahhabis to take over all of the Sunnis. And then use that in a war against the Shiites. It's just all divide and conquer crap.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Joel Skousen. We're going to get into Benghazi straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Overdrive. Adam Kokesh, activist, has been charged with resisting arrests from his people, assaulting a federal officer, impeding a federal officer. And he's going to be detained at the Fed Center till Thursday due to denial to tell authorities where his house is located and whether there are firearms present in his home. So they are the feds. He went on federal land, a federal park. They grabbed him. We're going to get to that in the next segment. I warned him. I said, man, you really, they're coming after you. And he's lucky, and I'm not saying it's a good thing this happened. He's lucky they didn't, do worse. I mean, you start doing stuff that could really upset their apple cart. Because they don't want a shooting war to start. They'll lose that. I don't want it either, because it would really turn into a big problem for everybody. But, Joel, Benghazi, we'll talk more about it tonight on the Nightly News. But, I mean, Benghazi, what's at the core of that?
Well, the core is covering up for the stand down. But let me go back to the actual thing. We have an arms trading going on where they had captured a lot of arms in the takedown of the Libyan government. They were funneling those arms to the Syrian Free Army, which is now a jihadist, and as we know, calls themselves the Bin Laden Brigade. Supposedly our enemies, but we're arming them. And this was top secret. There are competitors, however, who wanted those arms for their own purposes in Libya, and they attacked the embassy. I do not believe in the blind sheik thing that James Lyon, the admiral who was present there, has been fed as the reason that that was really going down. The story is that Obama is, it's like an October surprise. Obama's advisors were going to make him popular by having him get involved in getting the release of a hostage, which was to be this ambassador. And they were going to basically let these al-Qaeda people capture the ambassador. Then they were going to negotiate, and they were going to get the blind sheik released, which the government could have done any time.
Do you believe that or not believe it?
No, I do not believe it. And the reason I don't believe it is because it would have been very easy and less lethal to set it up so the ambassador on the way to this annex was captured.
Well, of course, and too much could go wrong. What do you really think happened? I think they were transferring missiles. They wanted it covered up.
That's right. And they knew that if the ambassador survived, there would be a congressional investigation on this. And this guy was apparently, even though he was knowledgeable of what he was doing, he was taking orders, a good yes man to the government, he would have talked. So they decided to let him die, let everybody die. And that's why there was a stand-down order. Don't let any reinforcements. Unfortunately, about 30 people survived, wounded from that, who didn't die in that. And they could have talked as well. That's the only reason to explain why they took them to Walter Reed after Germany, to Walter Reed Army Medical Center, and kept them incommunicado, meaning that they aren't allowed to talk to the press. Even your family.
Well, exactly. But I watched Hicks and others. They were freaked out. They were angry. Those were real testimonies.
Yeah, those weren't the witnesses that I'm talking about.
No, I understand. There's others.
Those are mild whistleblowers, and Greg Hicks did a good job talking about the stand down. But you'll notice that he says, I don't know who issued the order to General. It wasn't General Hamm.
Yeah, so where are the 30 people? You never hear that in the press.
No, and that's right. The 30 people are still incommunicado. They're not coming before. And Congress is not demanding that they come before them. They know what was going on.
Oh, my goodness. I knew that, and it just hiding in plain view, but hadn't covered it.
See, a lot of people thought, well, Greg Hicks, are the whistleblowers. No, they aren't. They're mild whistleblowers. They aren't the ones that are really trying to keep away, who were there during the attack, who knew about the stand down, who knew about the orders. And the point is, General Hamm knows, because he was replaced. And Gibson knows, who got the stand order, and he isn't telling who actually told him.
Folks, get the film Strategic Relocation that we've produced with Joel Skousen. It's 2 hours long with 40-something minutes of extras. And get the book. There's nothing like it, Strategic Relocation, with all the color maps, everything. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. He's also the best-selling author of The Secure Home. Do it on the cheap or expensive. He's got it all in there. InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase supports the broadcast. Into Overdrive. Stay with us. Back in 60.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.